Rambo kumba kashe de kura baya karabu tuku bashe dikidi kura basa di kubashe dikidi basa da da karabu kubasa da ire basa di kura basi kiri baya karabu tuku bashe di kiri bata karabu tuku bashe de karabu tuku bashe di kura yamba se de kiri kura bata kashe di kura bata kabashe di kiri karabu tuku bashe de karabu tuku bashe di karabu Ereba sanda da 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 karabu tuku bashi de karabu takashi da 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 karabu tuku bashi de Ereba sanda de karabu tuku bashi de karabu tuku bashi de karabu takarabu tuku bashi de karabu. Lie on the one who slept in the darkness. Open my eyes. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether loving, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Shiriba karabu tuku bashi de karabu tuku bashi na 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 na. King of all days, you're so highly exalted. Glorious in heaven above, and below, and then you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether loving, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Sharabu takabu kubashe da 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 karabu tuku bashe da di karabu tu se de karabu tuku bashe de karabu ta yarabu takarabu takabu shi de kere karabu tuku bashe de karabu tuku bashe da. I live in the glory of the Lord. Shiri bara karabu tu in the glory of the Lord. In the glory of the Lord, Sharaba Takarabu Tukuba, Shiddi Karabu. I'm in the glory of the Lord. I live the glory of the Lord. Covered by glory, 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 glory. I live in the glory of the Lord. Covered by glory of the Lord. Shiri barabu tuku rabaya rabu kurabaya rabakarabu turiri baya rabarara. I live in the glory of the Lord. Covered in the glory of the Lord. I live in the glory, 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 I live in the glory of the Lord. Sharabata karabu tuku bashi didi basada. Yiri barabasa na 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 bushi karabu tu. I live in the glory of the Lord. Covered in the glory of the Lord. Shiri barakara barada na bukure barada na baya na mbukushi. I am in the glory of the Lord. I live in the glory of the Lord. covered by His glory, covered by His glory, covered by His glory. I'm in the glory of the Lord. Shiri bakara butoko basha da 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 gi. Iri bada da da kara butoko basha da 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 kara butoko basha de 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 kara butoko basha de 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 de. Shiri basa da da kara butoko basha de 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 kara butoko basha de 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 kara butoko baka shi de 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 de. Ayarabo takarabo toko bashi de de kareba takarabo toko bashi de 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 karaba takashi re karaba takashi de 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 karabo toko bashi de 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 karaba toko bashi de 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 karabo toko bashi de 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 de. You are the light of the world. You came down. You are the light of the world. You came down. Ora ra ba shara oko sara ra ba ra 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 buru gere ba ya ra ra ra. I live in the glory of the Lord, covered by glory of the Lord. I'm in the glory. I live in the glory. I live in the glory of the Lord, covered by glory of the Lord. Clothe me with glory. Clothe me with glory, glory, glory. I'm in the glory of the Lord, covered by glory of the Lord. I'm in the glory. Sharabata karabutu kubasha da 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 karabutu kubasha de 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 de. I groan sharabata kashi de 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 de. Longing to be glorified, Your glory, oh God, oh 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 oh. I long to be clothed by glory. Clothed by glory, I'm in the glory of the Lord, covered by glory of the Lord. I'm in the glory, I live in the glory. Sharabatakar, I'm in the glory of the Lord. I see it, oh yes, oh 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 oh. Cover me with more of Your glory. Cover me with more of Your majesty. I'm in the glory of the Lord. Sharabata karabada re 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 baya karabushi re re baya rarabusi. Abakasa rarabushi re re baya karabutu re rarabashi re 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 karabusi. Ere re karabata ashi re 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 karabata kabashi re 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 basa da 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 karabutu kubashi re re. Ere basa da 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 basa da 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 re. Remati kasa re 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 re. Karabata karabata karabutu kubashi re 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 karabutu usi re 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 re. Oya ba da 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 karabutu kubashi re 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 karabutu usi re 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 re. Ayarama se re 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 karabata karabutu kubashi re 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 re. Ayarama san re 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 karabata karabutu kubashi re 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 karabata kubashi re 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 re. Let Your glory fall, shiri bara karabutu kubashi. Let Your anointing fall, shiri bara bataka. Cover me with more of Your glory, with more of Your glory, with more of Your glory, with more of. I live in the glory of the Lord, covered by glory. I'm clothed with glory. Sharabata karabu tukubasha da 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 karabu tukubasha de 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 karabu ambata da da karabu tukubasha de 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 karabu tukubasha de da 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 karabu tukubasha de da da da. Ayakarasa da 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 karabu tukubasha de da 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 karabu tukubasha de da 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 karabu tukubasha de da 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 karabu tukubasha de da 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 de. Ribati karabu takasha de da 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 karabu tukubasha de da 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 karabu tukubasha de da da da. Let Your glory Rico, Sharabata Carabo to Cobash, the Carabo to Cobash, the Yerebas, the Carabo to Cobash, the Carabo to Cobash, the Carabo to Cobash, the Reba, the Carabo to Cobash, the Carabo to Cobash, the Carabo to Cobash, the Reba take it about the Carabo to Shin in the Mass, the Carabo to Cobash, the Carabo to Cobash, Holy Spirit. Oh, but this shikin about a carabo to Kobash and then the carabo to Kobash and then the carabo to Kobash and then the carabo to Kobash and release your glory this morning, shitty madam. Pour out more of your glory, Karabasadabash, the Karabu to Kobash, the Karaba. We live by glory, Oba Shadakara. We breathe the glory, Shadabatakarabu Takash, the Karabu to Kobash, Oh, release your glory this morning. Oh, more glory to my listeners. More glory, more glory. When your glory comes, oh yes, everything disappears. When your light comes, everything disappears. Everything is just like shadows, just like shadows, just like shadows in the light of your word. In the light of your word. Oh, let your light shine forth. Let your light shine in my life. Let your light shine forth. Oh yes. Let your light shine forth. Oh oh oh. Let your light shine forth. Ay 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 ay. Let the light that creates araba sharaba takaraba takaraba tokoba yarara. The light in the face of the Christ. Oh. The light in the face of Jesus. Let it shine forth. Let it shine forth, oh, 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 let me see your light, oh, yeah, 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 let me see your light, 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 let me see you, God, glory, 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 I live in the glory, oh, God, I am in your glory, I live in the glory of the Lord. Covered by glory, 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 glory. I live in the glory of the Lord. Covered by glory, 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 glory. Sharabatakara. I live in the glory. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your glory this morning. Thank you for the heavenly garment that you've covered me with your glory. That we cannot be found naked. No, when we are covered by glory, we are not found naked. When we are covered by glory, we are not found naked. When we are covered by glory, we are not found naked. We are not ashamed. Oh, we are covered by glory. Oh, covered by glory. Covered by glory, Sharabata Karabu to Kobash, the Karabu to Kobash, the Karabu to Kobash, covered by glory, 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 covered by glory, Sharabasi, this treasure in earthen vessels. Treasure in earthen vessels, we just us reflect your glory. We are clothed by a we are increasing from glory to glory. Heavens declare your glory. Jesus, we praise you, we worship your holy name, and indeed it's another good morning to be in God's presence. My brothers, my sisters, you're much welcome. This is Spirit and Life, and this is a channel that God uses to teach us his word, to teach us his truth, and I welcome you to join me in worship and hearing God's word and learning from Christ and being taught truth. You're welcome to subscribe and just share this channel, and that helps the message go out to many others. And I'm welcome to your suggestions, your questions, anything that you feel God is placing on your heart. Reach out, and we shall be able to, by God's grace, address any pressing matters. Yeah, so today, by the grace of God, I want us to to open our hearts and open our understanding to just understanding the glory. Yeah, so when we speak of glory, what do we mean by glory? And glory ideally refers to the splendor, the majesty, the brightness, you know, something that's, you know, majestic, that belongs to God. And it's like a weight, you know. When you look at earthly kings, and when you see, or even presidents in our time, when you see them move with convoys, and when you see them, you know, with all their armies, and, you know, that is a display of their glory. It's a display of their majesty. It's a display of their beauty. It's a display of their authority. And so glory is a word that is used to describe that beauty, that majesty, that thing of God or of Christ that is unique to him, and that which is so critical to God that he says that he will not share his glory with another. And what does that mean? It means that God's glory is his glory. And everything that he does it for his glory. He does it to display his glory. And even when we see the creation, the Bible tells us that the creation declares the glory of the Lord. All creation declares the glory of the Lord. And that tells us that when we look at things, when we see creation, when we look all around us, we see and we can tell that God's hand is in it. And first of all, just looking at how the Old Testament describes glory, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and uses the word kabod. And for this, it basically means that it refers to the weight of the glory. And I think the best description in the Old Testament of the glory of the Lord is seen in Isaiah chapter 6. And I just want us to quickly jump to that. And this is a description of Isaiah the prophet, who in the year that King Uzziah died, the Bible reads that, "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." Now, let me see if I can just add, I can use another version. Okay, let me use Amplified. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw in a vision the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted, with the train of his royal robe filling the most holy part of the temple." And then he says, verse 2, "Above him, seraphim," these are angels, "heavenly beings, stood. Each one had 6 wings. 2 wings covered his face, and 2 wings covered his feet. And with 2 wings he flew. And one called out to another, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out. And the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, Listen carefully, this has touched your lips. Your wickedness," that means your bracket, in bracket, your sin, your injustice, your wrongdoing, close bracket, "is taken away, and your sin is atoned for and forgiven. And later on, he hears the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. And he said, Go and tell these people," and he carries on. And you see, this is
one of the descriptions that we see Isaiah had an opportunity to enter God's presence in his prayers, in his encounters, and God opened his eyes in a vision to see the Lord, and he could see the majesty of the Lord sit in his throne room, seated high above. Those are the description of his word, seated high above, and then he has these seraphims and these angels who are covered, you know, who have six wings, and two cover their faces, two cover their feet, and two by which they fly, and all they cry out is, "Holy, holy, holy." And you see, in Hebrew, it's very, they had a struggle with superlative words, huh? In that it's hard for them to describe like the holiest, you understand? So the word they were using is kadosh. Kadosh means holy, and kadosh means sacred, holy one, you know, someone that is set apart. Kadosh, kadosh. And that's why they're crying out, kadosh, 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 kadosh. And when you see the word holy being used three times, it's just trying to tell you that it means it's holy and most holy and like more holy. It's like good, better, and best. And so like it's a way they're trying to describe that this is the highest form of being holy and or being set apart. And it is because God is in a class of his own. He is set apart. His majesty is beyond our understanding. His majesty is beyond our description. And if we see God, he also has given his glory, or rather he displays his glory in creation. And I think that's a verse I was alluding to in Psalms. The whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord, you know, and the heavens declare thy glory. The heavens declare, you know, exalt his name, for his holy. The heavens declare his glory. The heavens are full of his majesty. And the word there is kabod, right? Kabod meaning glory, honor, glorious, abundance, riches, splendor, dignity. You know, all the words that you can use to describe God. And in Psalms 19, yeah, I was just checking for the verse. Psalms 19, verse 1, it says that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament show his handiwork. So all creation shows the glory of God. I mean, when you look at the skies, when you look at the beauty of the clouds, when you look at birds, when you look even at the human body, when you look at how each part is intricately linked to each other. That's why the Bible says only a fool does not say in his heart there is no God. Because God has revealed himself, he's revealed his majesty, he's revealed his glory, he's revealed his splendor. And he has shown us who he is by his glory. So, by his creation. And you see, everything about God is glory. And that's why when we see the scriptures in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, it says that, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." So God has purposed that the whole earth shall be filled, and God's desire is that the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And you can imagine, how do the waters cover the sea? They immerse it completely. Do you know, man has never been fully been able to comprehend the depths of the sea. And those who have tried it, we know what happened to them. In that, there is so much that is in God, that is in God, that we see revealed in creation, that we have no capacity with our finite mind, infinite minds, to comprehend. But by his Spirit, God reveals them to us, the deep things, and that you read in 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 9 to 10. But God, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for them who love him and are called according to his purpose. But God has chosen to reveal that to us by his Spirit. So the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And later on we shall see how did God fill the whole earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And he already has, because in Christ, as Christ ascended on high, he filled all things. He reconciled the world back to God. He returned the glory. He restored the glory that was lost. Because you see, God tells us in his word that he did not create the earth to be uninhabited, but he created it to be filled. And that's why when he made man in his image and likeness, and he gave him dominion to rule over the earth, over the fish, over the birds of the air, over the animals, over the vegetation, to walk the ground and to fill and multiply it. And you see, human beings have still not yet filled the earth. We've not yet been able to fully take stock and to fully occupy the land, occupy the earth. Why? Because God created it to be inhabited. And everything, when you look at the snow, when you look at the skies, everything revealed the glory of God. The laws in motion, the laws of gravity. In fact, I saw a question that someone asked that, how is it that the sun gives light only to the earth, yet all of space is dark? And honestly, that's a question that only God answers. And yet he answers it in his word. And he just says that he gave the sun to govern the day. He gave two lights. He gave the greater light, he called the sun, to govern the day. And the night, he gave the moon to govern the night. And with the moon, what does he say? And he also gave the stars to mark the signs and seasons. And so how is space so dark, yet the sun gives so much light to us just on the earth, you know? And why is that not light shedding to the rest of space? But anyway, that's the beauty of science and reflection and all that. But it is an expression of how humankind reflects the glory of God. In that God has made us to reflect his glory. In that we were made in a way that we reflect his glory. And in the Old Testament, the difference between the glory in the Old Testament and the glory that God has given us in the New Testament is quite distinct. In that, for Moses, he reflected the glory of God. And that is why when he came from God's presence, his face was glowing and he was shining. And until they were like, no, please, Moses, cover your face. And a veil was placed on his face, and the people could not take that. They were not ready to see, to reflect that glory. But you see, there's a difference between the glory that we, in our time, God has chosen to give us. And what is the difference in the glory that of our time? And we can read this from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And just to, yeah, let me just. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And it says from verse 14, it says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which the veil is taken away in Christ. And I think Amplified puts it nicely. But in fact, their minds were hardened, for they had lost the ability to understand. For until this very day, at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted, because it is removed only in Christ. So it's only in Christ that the veil is removed. Verse 15, but to this very day, whenever Moses, and remember here we are talking about the law, we are talking about the the covenant is read, when Moses is read, and that's amazing that Moses, that the law became Moses and Moses became the law, and is read, a veil of blindness lies over their hearts. But whenever a person turns in repentance and faith to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In bracket, emancipation from bondage and true freedom. Verse 18, and we all with unveiled face, continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively being transformed into his image from one level of glory to another, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So in the same way the sun shines forth its light and the moon reflects that, the earth reflects that, so we are partakers of that glory. And likewise, we as men, we are recipients of the glory of God. And not only do we not just reflect it, but the beauty of it is that we are born into glory. I don't know whether that word makes sense to us, that Christ, in fact, the Bible says that God was pleased, and maybe if we just look at that verse in Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 9, it says that, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, and for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And then verse 10, it says, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So God was pleased, for it was fitting for God, that is an act of worthy of his divine nature, that he, for whose sake are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory. So God has birthed us and has brought us to glory. So in the new creation is glorified. And you know, at times we think of glory as a future event, but when we read the word, we can see that glory is actually an event that has already occurred when we are in Christ. When we come in Christ, and where do I use that? Where can I get that? And I want us to see in Romans chapter 8, verse 30, it says that, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And I want you to see the words are being used in past tense. Moreover, those him whom he did predestinate, past tense, he also called. So our calling happened when? In the past. At the beginning, he predestinated us. Then he called us. And then he said, and those whom he called, he also justified. Look at that. God, we are already justified. We are already called. We are already predestinated. In that God, even before he formed us, he called us apart. And that's what he tells Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I sanctified you, and I set you apart, and I called you to be a prophet unto the nations. And let me just finish, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. So what do we see here about the glory? In that, we are clearly seeing that it has happened in the past. So when we were called of God and when we were predestinated, God gave us his glory. And you see, even man, Adam, was when he was created, he was clothed in glory. And that is why Adam was not naked. That is why Adam was not naked. But you see, the moment Adam sinned, he realized he was naked. And that nakedness, I know it manifested in the physical, but that nakedness ideally was he lost the glory of God that had covered him, the glory of God that had surrounded him. And he knew that the weight, the majesty, the splendor, the rulership, the authority that God had placed on him, he had lost it. And he knew that he was naked. And that's why the Bible tells us in that all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And this you can read in Romans 3, verse 24. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of, sorry, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Verse 24, but being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. But you see, even when we fell short of the glory of God, and that is the meaning of sin, it is when we fail and when we move away from the glory and from the place of authority and the place of faith that God has placed us in, that is when we have fallen from glory, and that is when we fall from grace. When we try to justify ourselves, when we try to do by our own works that which Christ only has apprehended for us. So God's glory, he desired and he was honored to share it and to give it with man. And that's why he said of all the beings he had made in creation, even before that, before man even came to the scene, what he said that let us now make man in our own image and likeness. That means man was made in the glory. Man was given a portion, a like glory of God, an image and likeness of God. And so that a portion, and that's why everything that we do, even when you look at kings, you can imagine, was it King Xerxes, who in the book of Esther, he took, is it, 6 months just displaying his glory to these nobles. You can imagine he brought all his nobles from 120 provinces, and for over 6 months, every day he will display the glory of his entire kingdom. And each of those kings and each of his princes and each of his rulers all drank wine and they ate food. They ate as much as they could, and they all had a different type of cup that was unique to each of them. You can imagine how kings display their majesty, how presidents display their glory. You can see the number of vehicles that move, the number of cars that move, the convoy. And all you can see, someone will just be like, wow, that is power. Now, our God is more majestic than that, because for him, he's not just in the heavens, not just with angels, not just with living creatures, not just with 24 elders, not just in the highest place in the heavens. But he also extends it to the physical realm. He shows us his glory on the earth. He shows us his majesty. And so we have the unveiled faces. God glorifies us. He restores the glory that we lost. And when we are bathed in glory, we are now bathed with a different kind of glory. We are bathed in the glory of Christ. Because Christ, Jesus, when he was on earth, he asked the Father, please clothe me with the glory that I had with you. Because in his coming to the earth, he humbled himself and took on the form of a servant, the form of a slave. And that is why when he was on the earth, he cried out and he said, God, may you clothe me with the glory that I had before with you. And indeed, he is restored to that glory as the resurrected Lord and Savior. He is restored to that glory. And that is why Peter says that we can no longer see any man after the flesh. Is it Paul? That is how we considered men before. We thought of Christ, we thought of him in the flesh. But now we no longer do that, because now we have seen his glory. And John the Revelator, when he's in the island of Patmos, he sees the Lord and he sees the majesty of the Lord, the brightness of his glory, his face and covered by a rainbow, the light, the whiteness of his garment, the gold sash, his eyes like fire, and from his mouth comes the words, the double-edged sword, and he sees that is the real picture of Christ in his glory. And you see, we are made into his image. We are being conformed into his image. God desires that we be made and be conformed into the image of his Son. That is the glory that God has brought us into. We might not know it, we might not understand it, we might not see it, but in the Spirit, when we fully know and understand who we are, then we know that we are clothed and we are made like him. We are conformed to the image of the Son. We are made in the glory. We are covered by his glory. And the more we gaze upon him, the more we spend time with him, it's like we are reflecting his glory like in a mirror. And we are growing and increasing from one level of glory to another. I tell you, in the Christian walk, it is a walk of continually growing from one level of glory to another. That means that we carry on in grace, we carry on in glory, we carry on in understanding, we carry on in truth. We don't stay in the same place, and we are ever increasing, not just like Moses that was fading away, his glory was fading away, but for us, we are continually before his face. We are continually looking at him, and that is why the more you spend time in the presence of God, when you come out, the more you reflect and the more you demonstrate his glory. You cannot demonstrate God's glory if you have not spent time with him. The majesty, the giftings that we display, the anointing that we display. Yes, there is a gift of the anointing, but there is a greater display, which is the glory. And anyone who spends time, anyone who has chosen to reflect on God's glory, and that God's glory is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. And we reflect and we see God's glory from his word, from his word, from his word, as we dwell, as we partake, as we read, as we spend time with him, then he releases his glory. He clothes us with glory. And that's why Paul cries out that, while we're on this tent, we are still groaning. We are groaning to be clothed with that heavenly glory. And when we are clothed, we shall not be found naked. May God clothe us with his glory this morning. His glory is what we need. His clothing is what we need. And God was pleased to glorify us, to clothe us with glory, to bring many sons into glory. God loves us so much. May we understand, doxa, the glory that he's given us. May we walk in it. May we be covered by it. And when we know when we are covered by him, we are not found naked and ashamed. Thank you for listening in. This is Spirit and Life. I pray that God will reveal more, and just that we shall know that God's desire original design is that we walk in His image and likeness and glory. May you display God's glory in your life today. May glory be found in your life today. May your life reflect His majesty. Everything about you, your finances, your health, your body, your workplace, may it reflect God's glory to the praise and honor of His holy name. Thank you. This is Spirit and Life. I welcome you to join with me in this channel. Like, comment, share, subscribe. When you do all the above, it helps the message go out and reach others. And I pray that we shall meet again tomorrow as God allows us to reflect on God's word and to pray together. Shalom. This is Spirit and Life, and I'm Pastor Emmanuel Soma. God bless you.